So over the weekend, the Singleton Firelight Festival started, and by all accounts, it is going along absolutely gangbusters. Vicky Brereton is joining us for a bit of an update. Vicky, it's going along nicely?
It's going beautifully. We know that ticket sales, or not sales, but you know, people are signing up for their free tickets, and we've had great crowds coming through for the last few evenings, which has been amazing.
It's something that nobody has ever seen before in Singleton, so obviously plenty of people taking that opportunity to come from all round the Hunter to go and check it out. And yeah, just it is worth reminding everybody, you do need a ticket, but the ticket's free and you can just go to it via the council website.
That's correct, yeah, absolutely. It's just so that we can get a read on the numbers and actually just manage the crowds, but a bit of crowd control and better parking management as well too, because we don't want everyone being there at the same time, because it just doesn't make it safe or enjoyable for people.
And the Singleton Firelight Festival will continue this week, and it's also a good lead up towards what's happening at Singleton Showgrounds next Saturday.
Absolutely, it's going to be a jam-packed day, so Singleton is absolutely on show on the 21st. So we have also happening the Mac Energy Aboriginal Development Cultural Spectacular at the Showgrounds from 1 to 9pm. And I believe they also have fireworks happening as well. So there's another form of lighting that's going to light up the skies on that night, which is great. And the Brankston Rodeo was on also. So it's certainly a very active weekend.
Well,
and also the election.
I was going to say, everybody has to be out to vote in the election this coming Saturday, and there's plenty of reasons to go and reward yourself at the Aboriginal Spectacular, as you say, from 1 until 9pm. A lot to check out in Singleton this weekend. You guys must be very proud of what you've put on for us all.
Absolutely. It's been a great team effort by everyone. I think, you know, we just really want to celebrate the community. We've had a lot of time apart, and I think this is just really great to bring people back together and experience different things.
There's always plenty to see on the council Facebook page. That gets updated quite regularly, and love to see some more photos. Plenty of people putting up some really good pictures of what they've seen for the fire walk that they're enjoying. That, as we mentioned earlier, is continuing right through until the 22nd. So still a bit of work ahead of you there, Vicky.
There is, but yeah, it's going pretty fast and we're getting great feedback, so it just keeps the energy going for everyone, which is wonderful.
Excellent work. Vicky Brereton, thank you very much for joining us for the update.
Great. Thank you very much.